This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, register charity number 226227.
For Anne. Part 1. What I found and how I found it. I found Bourne on a sunny gunmetal day when the giant bear Mord came roving near our home. To me, Bourne was just salvage at first. I didn't know what Bourne would mean to us. I couldn't know that he would change everything. Bourne was not much to look at that first time. Dark purple and about the size of my fist, clinging to Mord's fur like a half-closed stranded sea anemone. I found him only because, beacon-like, he strobed emerald green across the purple every half minute or so. Come close, I could smell the brine rising in a wave, and for a moment, there was no ruined city around me, no search for food and water, no roving gangs and escaped altered creatures of unknown origin or intent. No mutilated, burned bodies dangling from broken street lamps. Instead, for a dangerous moment, this thing I'd found was from the tidal pools of my youth, before I'd come to the city. I could smell the pressed flower twist of the salt and feel the wind, knew the chill of the water.